Good morning. 8:26 a.m. on November the 26th. That was a loud plane. Yeah, Saturday, November the 26th, 8:26 a.m. In the year 2016, the current era. It's chilly. It's like 30 degrees. It's overcast, or very nearly so. There was a very short window of beautiful sky just about the time I was crawling out of bed. And that was a couple hours ago now. So I'm trying to get the walk in before I have to do anything else for the day. There's a lot of stuff I need to do today. There's dragging a kid around. There's leaves. I have to get at least half the leaves up today so I can get the other half tomorrow. Otherwise, I have to do all of them tomorrow. And it's not gonna be very high on my agenda. I have to have them all up by Monday because they're coming to put the final fertilization of the year on lawn. It's cold. I had to put my hood back down though because it's noisy and it keeps my head pushed forward, so I need to stand up. My neck's hurting. So here we are, walking along. Not a lot to say today. Looking forward to getting home and having some fresh homemade bread and some peanut butter toast. Warm cup of coffee. I do have my longies on. It's 30 degrees. It's not terrible. It's not like yesterday. Yesterday was cold. My beard dripped for a good 10 minutes after I got home. There is a lady with a crowd. That looks like a handful.
It is.
Good morning. Two medium-sized dogs and a little dog, all on individual leashes. Very well trained, but... That's a lot of dog. So I don't really know what I'm going to talk about. I've been reading the news. The Dakota Access Pipeline mess. Hearing reports of horror shows over Thanksgiving dinner. Normally I don't pay too much attention to it, but I'm still not paying too much attention to it. But there's a couple of issues that concern me, because it smacks of Mao's Cultural Revolution, and I use that phrase with some amount of trepidation. But what's happening is that so many people seem to be discounting evidence in favor of opinion. Discounting science, because science is just another religion. No, not really. Yeah, to a certain extent, I see the point, but it's a religion of taking nothing on faith. Arithmetic is not a faith-based practice. And those who claim that it is miss the point of mathematics. The science deniers evolution is just a theory. Yeah, it is. Climate change is just a theory. Actually, I don't know if it is yet. I don't know if it's codified well enough to be a theory. There is definitely supporting evidence that climate change is in fact real, and it is in fact being caused by human activity. The abuse that people have been getting, women in particular, but I've noticed a lot of, well, it feels like a lot. It's probably only a small number. But it's sort of indicative of the anti-intellectualism. Monk post. People asking dumb questions, knowing perfectly well that the answers are straightforward, and doing it for the purposes of trolling. There's one yesterday. There's one guy who posts every day. He posts some absolutely asinine troll. And some days he hooks a few people. Most days he's so far off the mark. Yesterday, last night, it was like yesterday afternoon, we posted about, should we overturn, and some Chinese guy, Wang Van Ark or something like that, versus U.S., which is a case from the 1800s of a man, a 21-year-old adult, who had been born in Sacramento, California, coming back from a visit with his relatives in China, was refused entry on the basis of his not being a citizen. And he sued, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, because it was a U.S. Customs agent who said, oh no, you can't come in here, you're a foreign national. And we have every right to refuse your entry. And he wasn't a foreign national because he was born in USA. So the question was, should we overturn that precedent and get rid of anchor babies? Which sort of underscored a couple of things. One, the willingness to use inflammatory rhetoric immediately undercut his case. And two, the idea that that case back in the 1800s was the precedent for granting citizenship to children born in the United States. Two foreign parents. Which is in the 14th Amendment. It's section 1 of Article 14 of the 14th Amendment. So in order to get rid of granting citizenship to children born in the United States of foreign parents, he'd have to overturn the 14th Amendment. So changing the foundation of the law, changing the law, the case, changing the law that supported the findings of the court is much more difficult than simply overturning, what's the word I'm looking for? Overturning, yes. A case from the 1800s. It's boggling, because I'm pretty sure he doesn't realize, well, I know he doesn't realize that case does not actually establish the granting of citizenship to children of foreign-born parents in the United States. But he seemed to think it did, or he seemed to think that perhaps there would be enough people interested in arguing about stupid. I don't know. the longer we go, the worse things seem to be getting. And having the melting pot of Thanksgiving dinner didn't seem to help much. So an interesting analysis of the election results, and then I'll get off the election, because with any luck I'll be home. A mathematical correlation between voter age and election result. And the mathematician hypothesized that we were missing a big part of the action by ignoring the reality of how many young people voted one way and how many old people voted the other way. Which I thought was interesting. I'm not sure how much stock I put in it. But it was an interesting analysis. There were some suppositions that I think might be flawed. Younger people tend to get their news from the internet. Older people tend to get their news from the television. I don't know if that's true. It could be true. And I have to be careful not to generalize on my own experience, because in terms of the internet, I'm not exactly the typical 64-year-old when it comes to relating to the internet. I think a lot of young people think an awful lot of old people don't know what the internet is doing, or what the internet is, or how it works. And in large part, that's because of ageist stereotypes. The commercial with the grandparents who are happy to see the kids because it's free tech support. Oh, kids, it's so glad to see you. None of this works. Come inside. Those commercials make me a little bit... Because who the hell do they think built the internet? Didn't spring fully formed from Zeus's brow. Oh, it's super commercials. The GE commercials. Why does such a big company, why does such a smart company have such stupid commercials? Yes, I remember them. No, they're not making any points with me. I remember them for being dumb. Which isn't exactly, I don't believe, the effect they were going for. Anyway, I am back. I am home. With any luck, tomorrow I won't talk about politics. But tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.